The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Along with an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Enjoy the show.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Friday, the 23rd of May, to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott. Today, my co-host, Ted Leidy.
Good morning, Carl.
My brother.
Hey, man, we're going to have a great day and a good show.
It's going to be good. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. David is here. David Mikey.
Good morning, everybody.
It's like Ricky Bobby, except it's David Mikey.
It's David Mikey.
His wife is getting ready to launch.
Yes.
She's close.
Oh, really?
Real close.
Real close.
Oh, I am so stoked for you, man.
We're talking.
I'm beyond stoked.
We're talking that there could be little fingers coming out right away. Who knows?
Hopefully head first.
No, head first. That's right.
And she is in position for the head first.
So she's getting there. I guess that's
important. So.
Have her, what you do is you have her trot behind your truck. Just drive around the block, have her trot behind it. Hey, just a block.
We thought about when we went into labor, let's walk to the
hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to get things going.
Oh, just to get.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster to me.
That'll come back and bite you in the butt. Let me just tell you that. I don't think so. No. We know better than that.
I am really excited for you, Dave. Yep, we are.
Thank you.
Yep, I'm ready.
Stoked.
We're ready. You missed your chance for Linda's birthday, but you can still be within the window. You're still within the bonus window.
And my first is May 27th. My first child, May 27th.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah. Now we go back 9 months and see what was going on there. I'm not sure. What was that? It wasn't Thanksgiving.
August, right?
I don't know. It could be Veterans Day.
I can't count backwards.
Okay. Hey, the weather. Going to be beautiful today. Sunny with a high near 86 and a low around 59 tonight. Is this yesterday's weather report? No, it's today. This weekend is going to be beautiful all the way through next Thursday, except it's starting to get hot, my friends. Starting next Tuesday, 97. Wednesday, 95. And Thursday, 96. So the 90s are with us.
I am. You know what? For some reason right now.
We're trying to turn down your mic. You're fine. You don't change the thing. We're turning your mic down so it just burnt out. You just blew out two of the transmitters.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, go on.
I'm a loud person. It's just I don't hear well. Nobody else can hear well either. This is the first year that I can remember that I'm looking forward to the summer, the heat. Really? I always complain about it, but now I'm like, I just love it so much here. I'm learning to love the heat again.
I
used to ask my wife all the time, or I still ask my wife, how come I never complained when I was younger? She said, because you were mostly just naked running around in the sprinklers and the hose, with a pair of shorts on.
And that was when you were 16.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Now you have to wear clothes all day and you stand in the sun and you work.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. But I don't mind it because you know what? You know what I learned the beauty of? The cowboy hat.
There you go.
I put that hat on yesterday. I was on the gun range, right?
In the afternoon. You did.
I just kept telling my students, you cannot believe how smart those cowboys were.
Well, I got you a cowboy hat that was huge.
Oh, yeah.
But it might have been a little bit difficult to teach you.
I've worn it before.
I've seen it.
I love it.
Yeah. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The Kenny family had breakfast with Chuck Kenny. He was on the show yesterday. They provide just outstanding service, 30 years in the business. Trust me, the big businesses, he could sell his business tomorrow and walk away with money, but he doesn't do it. This is a family business. He loves our community, and he provides a great service, discounts for seniors and veterans. This is a great group of people at Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793.
And he's a solid dude, Chuck.
So, he's a solid dude.
Solid dude.
Our guest now is Katrina.
Hi, Katrina.
With,
hi.
Okay, you're going to tell me that name again, because I keep on wanting to call him Mungo.
Mozzie,
but he reminds me of Mungo.
Mungo.
You remember Blazing Saddles?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Here's Mungo. Except he's not big like that. He's just, this is a happy dog.
This dog is on fire happy.
He is. He's pretty spry. Would you believe he's 6 years old?
No.
I was expecting you to tell me he was barely out of the year old range, like one, two. He's got a lot of energy.
He does have a lot of energy. He's super
sweet.
He's
a sweetheart, though.
Yeah, we have him as like a pit mix. He definitely, you know, has that like more thicker build, but he has very interesting eyes. They're very droopy and soulful. They're very charming. He's black and white. Definitely has a good look to him, and he's just a really good, I would say, well-rounded dog in that. Mm-hmm. He's really friendly. He really likes people. He loves cuddling up to people, but he also loves to play. I would say he's a pretty, like, medium energy dog in that as long as you're getting him out every day, playing with him a bit, he's going to be fine hanging out in your house with you. He's been really good with other dogs as well, so I think he might like a doggy friend at home, but he doesn't, you know, have to have one. He would be fine being the only dog as well.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, you could just see the both of them laying back to back. Walking down your hallway, each of them has one end of the bone in their mouth.
Right.
Could you see Buford and he just walked? I mean, oh no. Linda would just, well, we love him. But the two of them together? Well, but you know what, Buford, he's so laid back. You know, if Mozzie goes, hey, let's play! You know, Buford's up for that to a certain point. Then Buford goes, no. And, okay. And he just leaves down.
He's like, I'm over it.
And I'm spent.
Yeah. He'll go up to the doggy park and run, and then he comes up to us. He goes, okay.
I've had enough.
And that's good.
But Mozzie, he's black and white. We'll get a photo of him up on our Facebook page. And good with people and good with other dogs and everything, huh?
Yeah.
Boy. You got the complete package here, and because he's over six?
He is completely sponsored, so his adoption fee is $0.
There you go.
You are kidding me. Is that the new rule?
No, it's been there for a long time.
Has it been there for a long time? He's over 6 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have a fund. It's called the Pals Fund. It's named after an animal that was named Pal. But essentially, that fund.
Is that Kushwaga? Did she start that?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but it seems to me that she had something to do with it. I could be wrong, but because she's been a supporter out there for a long time.
It might be her. I'm not sure the person who started it,
I could be wrong.
Yeah, but it's really awesome. It does cover the adoption fee for what we consider our senior animals. So that's six and up.
Wow. Katrina, I have a pro question for you.
Okay.
How do you judge or what kind of metric do you guys have at the shelter to figure out if a dog is good with cats or not?
We don't. That's actually a really good question because we get asked that all the time. There really is no good way to cat test a dog in a shelter because no matter what, you're going to have to do it in such a controlled way. It's not going to mimic how it is at your home.
Right.
You know, where the dog is off leash, the cat's running around. Also because there's no really good way to do it that's humane for the cat either.
Whereas, I get that.
You're either stressing out a cat, you know, horribly, you know, you're could be risking them getting hurt. So it's just really hard to measure that kind of thing. Also because a lot of dogs, just if they see something running from them, they're going to want to chase it.
Mm-hmm.
So typically when you're adopting from us, if you have cats, we always just kind of instruct you that you need to just introduce them really slowly. Most of the time with dogs, as long as they're not super, you know, aggressive towards small animals, you can train them to not chase the cats. It's just can be a really slow-going process, and every dog is different. Some dogs adjust really quickly, but some dogs it can take months and months of really, really consistent training. So it really just depends on the dog itself.
Right. Our last dog was great with cats. Love the cats.
You know what? I think if Buford will look at cats, and he'll chase a calf at once. But, I mean, not far because he's on a leash. But I'll also ignore cats. He's had cats stand right in front of him, and he'll just look at them. And he just ignores them. I think if you had him around the house, I think he'd be fine with that.
And see, and that's it, too. Sometimes they chase them, but, you know, we don't know their intention. Like, are they wanting to play with the
right.
cat, you know? So definitely just something that you just have to work with them on. yeah. whenever you take them home.
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Because you know my wife is serious about her cats.
Oh, no, I know your wife is serious. That's why, you know, I'm so sorry, you all lost your kitty.
Oh, man, that was a big day.
That's huh? why I've arranged for Haven Humane to come over with a six-pack of kittens. No. They'll be at your door. Mm-hmm. I think, in fact, Katrina's going today. right after she leaves here, she's got a little six-pack
of kittens. A little six-pack of little kittens.
It's a cat woman, a cat lady's starter pack.
Yep.
You've already got a couple, so this is going
to
work.
Well, I'm here to tell you, she would take it.
I know.
I'm trying to shield her right now from everybody who says they have kittens.
What else is going on out there? Because we have to run.
Yeah. So we wrapped up our, Best Olympia Shelter promotion. That was great.
Yeah, that was pretty successful.
Something else you can do if you ever want to help out. We do have these tribute tags. I think I've mentioned them before, that you can buy a tribute tag either to a lost, loved one, human or animal. And they'll go on these really cool statues we have in front of our adoption center.
Uh-huh.
But we did actually lower the price. So it used to be $150, but now it's $100 if you would like to purchase a tribute tag.
Uh-huh.
You would just go to havenhumane.org, and under Ways to Give, it says tribute tags, and you can purchase them through there.
Okay. All right. Haven Humane, I tell you what, if it wasn't for Haven Humane, our town would not be as good as it is. It's just the way it is.
I love it. That's where we got our last dog, and it's fantastic.
And when I go up to the doggy park, you'd be surprised how many of the dogs up there come from Haven Humane. And believe it or not, a lot of them are better behaved than people that bought their dogs.
Carl was fully trained when we got him. He was fully trained.
That was the dog's name, Carl.
Oh, okay.
Not Carl.
I was like, wow.
Fully trained. Yeah, no. It's a complete coincidence, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he had one trick. We're not going to talk about it right now.
Yeah, he did one trick, yeah.
Yeah, he had one trick. Okay, we got to run. Katrina, thank you so much. And
Mozzie,
good luck out there. He's a good dog. We'll go out and get a quick video during the break here. All right, we're going to be right back, and we're going to be talking veterans issues. And Chad Bianco was here with us last night, and he's going to be on this morning running for governor at 8:05 this morning. He's coming in or calling in. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memmer Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Enjoy the show. The following is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott, and today my co-host Ted Leidy, my good brother, and we don't, you know, we'll go for months without seeing each other.
Well, yeah, you know what, that is true, and then all of a sudden one day I'll realize it,
and then
I'm like, oh, I haven't seen Carl in a while.
We start having withdrawals, and then we get together again several times, and then we blow, you know. Well, you're hunting or guiding or teaching, and I'm, God knows what I do. I'm
You're out emceeing something or doing an underwear commercial or whatever it is that you do.
The underwear commercial, that was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool. Well, I didn't mind that one.
I know, yeah. Well, you did great at it.
Well, you know, they pay good, too.
Well, yeah, I never knew that, you know, Speedo made a bald eagle model.
Yeah. Yeah, but did you notice the bald eagle? It was flying.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, I'm in. I'm 100% in. I thought you did great on that.
Okay, thanks. Hey, last night we went to see, and he's going to be our guest, Chad Bianco, running for sheriff. He's the sheriff of Riverside. He's going to be our guest at 8:05, but we were both there last night. Thanks for the invite.
And, oh, absolutely.
Because I didn't know him at all. I mean, at all. And he's very personable. He said, when he became sheriff of Riverside, and you're going to hear this later, so I don't want to steal his thunder, but he saved his budget for being the sheriff of Riverside. I think he's got like two jails, 900 employees and all this. But he saved
4,500 employees.
4,500 employees. But he saved something like, what was it?
$110 million.
Out of this $1.7 billion
budget.
Budget over the 7 years he's been there. He saved $100 million. And he said, did we lessen the services? No, the services got better. My people have got the best equipment out there.
The best communications equipment, the best cruisers.
Everything. Top of the line.
He just went in and carved it out where it wasn't needed.
Yeah.
That's all it did. And you know, you can do that anywhere.
And you can't say,
efficiency?
Efficiency. He said you can't say government efficiency anymore. It's a trigger word.
Right.
So you got to figure out something else to say, but that's, you know, it's kind of like we need to do. And, but you're going to hear it in his own words. So
well, of course you need to do it. I mean, you know.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's,
what we have
it's
now
like
is,
they're on green crack. They've got our money.
What we have now is we got a group in Sacramento that runs out of money, and then they come up with ways to get more money, right? I mean,
they don't even call it taxes. They call it fees.
Well, of course.
They call it
it's a background fee. It's $5 for for a dadgum box of ammo now.
I saw
or it will be on July 1st.
Okay, you know, when people, and it's, why is it $5? It's not to buy the ammo. No.
No.
This is for a background check that goes through computers.
It's automated.
It's automated. That cost $1, and then now they've raised it to $5 for any ammo purchase you make. And
could be a $2 box of .22 long rifle.
Yes.
But $5 for the background check.
And it's for two reasons. One, they're trying to drain us of money. But two, they want to inhibit people from being able to shoot.
Oh, 100%. And you know what they don't think about? And this really peeves me. So I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to get off of it, because otherwise you know how I am. I can rant. What they're doing is they are excluding a group that could go on to become Olympic gold medalists, right? I mean, they're excluding those shooters, those high school trap shooters that could go on to win an Olympic gold medal, shooting trap, but they're just going to forget about them. They don't care about them. That's too bad. They're just going to be washed away like bear hunters and everything else they don't care about in this state. And, by charging them out of the system, $5 a box of ammo. You can afford that.
So the other part, you know, or what about your small bore rifle? Same thing
same
for Olympics.
Thing.
They're shooting 22s. So if they go out and they want to buy, you know, 10 boxes of ammunition, 10 boxes of ammunition plus $5.
Plus $5.
And there's
plus
no
$5,
change.
Plus $5.
There's no change, because the only thing they're looking at is your record.
Yeah, there's no change.
There's no change.
It doesn't cost them a dime more, but they're out of money. And when they're out of money, they will dig it. They will go back to the golden goose and stab it until it just, you know, until there's no more.
Fourth largest economy in the world. We are also the poorest state in the nation. We're the worst business state in the nation. There are states out there without income tax.
Yeah, what do you say? There's 10 of them?
Ten states without income tax and don't have anything close to the economy that California has.
Absolutely.
So
it's just that they're drunk on money. They're drunk on money.
It's green crack.
It's green
crack.
That's
what it is. Green crack.
And if
they're addicted to it.
If you watch the news this morning, you saw the candidates for governor, right? It looks like about 11 Democrats, maybe 11 regular politicians and legislators up there, and then you got Hilton and Bianco on the Republican side.
Okay.
Those are the only two that can do anything.
Okay, get this. Here's the Democratic candidate so far: former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villagrosa, who got kicked out of office.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Former State Controller Betty Yee. Lieutenant Governor Ilani Kornalakis, former Orange County Representative Katie Porter, served three terms in there, entrepreneur Stephen Klubeck, founder of Diamond Resorts International. He's the only one that's not a
politician or in the swamp right now.
Former state Senate President Pro Tem Tony Atkins, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurman. That's it. I mean, they're all out of the swamp except this one guy who is a
entrepreneur.
And then on the other side, you've got Steve Hilton, Silicon Valley entrepreneur. He used to be on Fox.
Yeah, yeah. I know him. I like him. He's fine.
Yeah. So, but is there a person of the people that really can feel this?
Chad Bianco.
Well,
he's the one, right?
We'll see if he's got legs.
We'll see if he's got.
And the whole thing on this is money.
Money.
It comes down to it, unfortunately.
You know what? And that's too bad, because money means nothing in character, right? I mean, it means zero when it comes to character. And you need a leader.
Well,
you need a leader, and you need character.
Okay, now people aren't going to like this, but in my opinion, when you pay your taxes, that there is another fee added to it. Ready for this?
I'm ready.
$5. From every, from every tax return, $5, or you can write it off, that's put into a candidate fund, a candidate election fund. And that's what they can use. That's it.
They can't use anymore.
Nope.
They're given that.
They're given a couple $100 million or whatever it comes down to. And that's it. That's what you're spending. You're not getting PAC money in this. You're not getting anything else.
I totally and completely agree with you. Because that's level, the only way you're going to get...
Level the playing field.
It's the only way you're going to get character and leadership in there. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that if you don't have $2 billion, you don't have character and leadership. No. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is the money isn't enough. You know,
money.
There's too many people up there that have zero character or leadership. You know, they don't look you in the eyeball and tell you the truth. They look you in the eyeball and tell you what they need to tell you to get what they need from you.
Well, you
and
know,
then everybody gets rich, except for you, of course.
Except for me. Let's use Newsom as an example here. This guy looks good, speaks well, will tell you things, but is he a leader? And my opinion from, I've seen a lot of great leaders out there, worked with a lot of great leaders, he's not a leader. When things start hitting the fan, he really doesn't know what to do. He gets us into something through platitudes, and he doesn't know how to fix it, and he doesn't have the guts to fix it. You need a leader that can find a problem, find a solution, and then lead us into that. Lead us through the solution and not just blame it on everybody else.
He's very much a trained politician. He's good. He's got the
He's
at the master's level
good.
Politician.
He's good. He's good.
You know,
and he's pretty.
He is
he's
damn
a pretty
handsome.
Boy. He's a pretty boy.
Yeah. But the thing about his problem is he's famous across the nation for being very, very, very poor leader.
Yeah.
I mean,
I travel,
people ask me where I'm from, and I tell them I'm from California. And there has been more than one person who just looked at the floor and looked
at
me.
I've got family that
they say,
they look away.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you know what I tell them? I'm from the best part of California.
That's right. We're from the North State.
I said, I'm from the North
State.
We
love it up here. We're different. You know, and after the kids came up, you know, Vince and Jen, because he would kid me all the time about California. But after he was up here for the Marine Corps ball, he goes, you know, I understand why you two like it up here so much. Oh. I said, yeah, this is different. It's
absolutely
different. Yeah. Okay, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 3 years in a row, locally owned, locally operated. They've been around about 30 years. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And on Linda's birthday, they helped me out. We went in there. They helped us out. Okay.
Linda walks into that birthday celebration
with that
necklace on.
They're right there.
Look at me go.
It was
beautiful.
They have very, very fair prices and a great selection of jewelry. Very friendly people. I can't say enough about them. The only stone cutter, the only watch repairman's right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. We'll be right back with Debbie Miller and the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. Did I say Miller?
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business.
Yep, 50 years.
Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The following is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Enjoy the show.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
You didn't dance.
We'll get it. We'll get it after this. When we come back after the next break. Let me see here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, the Windshield Whisperer, Jeff Wurst, is still at work. Been about 30 years. Nobody fixes windshields like Jeff Wurst, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. When I sold the Red Rover, I said, there's a crack in the windshield. It was fixed 17 years ago. And he goes, where? And I went, it's right there. He goes, where? Yeah. Okay. And so Stephen drove my truck away, the Red Rover. Got a ticket a day later. It wasn't my fault. Hey, yeah, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You're not going to be sorry if you go down there for a free inspection and analysis. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Don't take chances with your family's safety. He'll take your vehicle, he puts it into a climate-controlled atmosphere, and he fixes the windshield and guarantees it for the life of the windshield.
I'll be calling him today.
You got a chip on there?
Oh,
on the
such
white
a
truck?
Bummer.
On the
on
white,
the white truck?
Truck?
Yeah, such a bummer, yeah. So I'll be calling him today.
We have look-alike trucks, too.
Oh.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course you do.
He yeah. did. Oh, no, he'll fix it. Get it in there, fix it, and
yeah.
you don't have to worry about
I'm
it.
I'm going to do it. It's He's right good. In the middle, He's, too.
Oh, oh. Yeah, he yeah. can do it. Give him a call. 530-241-8373 for an appointment and going down there. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business.
And
He's an Army guy.
Been doing a great job for many, many years.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody. I mean, nobody. What?
He's fixed two of ours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, give him a chance. Hey, I am with Debbie Johnson.
Debbie
we all tried
Johnson.
To figure out, who's Debbie Miller, Carl? I have no idea. I have no idea who Debbie Miller is. But and I've known Debbie Johnson for 15, 16
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Never blew it. Never had a problem.
No,
so.
You usually have a problem with the organization name.
Yeah.
It is quite a mouthful.
But
it
I've
is.
Even gotten that one down there
yes,
over the last 10 years. Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, or CVAC.
Correct.
And we're going to talk about, I see you're wearing a, I know Tom has been out.
Oh,
Tom
yeah.
Johnson, her husband, who I admire deeply, has been out with AMVETS.
One.
AMVETS
one.
Traveling the country in the bus, the AMVETS bus.
The tour.
Touring throughout the country on suicide awareness.
Correct.
So,
they were in Texas and Arizona.
Yeah.
National
yeah.
tour.
Yeah. So, and you're wearing a
shirt. I am.
Wearing
and
a
it's
shirt.
Friday.
And it's What's Friday. That's right.
Come
right.
on, guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't even say it's on my socks. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so red anywhere. It doesn't have to be a red shirt. It doesn't have to be.
Fly. There you go.
Hey, what's up? Right here.
Oh, he's wearing. Happening? He's got red skivvies on.
Yep, all right.
Red skivvies.
There you go.
Why has it got the star on it? The red. It's got. You got the red skivvies with the yellow star. Isn't that like China?
That's a yellow maple leaf and a beer can from Canada. My guide, my hunting guide, gave them to me when I was up there. He had them on. I said, I'd love those. He gave them to me. They were brand new, okay, out of his pack.
Let's go back to Debbie. Debbie's got things to say here. Why are we talking about your underwear? Okay.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, welcome,
I like
Debbie.
The co-host.
Welcome.
Thanks, Ted.
I love it.
So we're helping Sue out this morning. She's just back from vacation, and
yeah.
I had the radio on, and
I caught that too.
Yeah. The memorial service that CVAC is involved in is May 30th every year. May 30th, whatever day it falls on.
Right.
And it's
the real day of the day.
The historical day.
Yeah,
yes.
That's Memorial Day is the 30th. Right.
And my parents were so smart; they got married on the 29th of May, so I guess they would have a day off the next day.
Brilliant.
And we have so much help and appreciation at this event. We're going to have students lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ooh.
We have a young girl from UPrep named Roxanne. I'm going to mess up her last name, Rataj, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to sing our anthem. And you just had Judy Bauer on, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Daughters of American Revolution.
She's our keynote speaker this year.
Yeah, and she's a very bright lady.
And, So
okay, so now this is going to be on the 30th, which is
Friday,
a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be down at the Veterans Grove at the Civic Auditorium.
Yes,
it's going to start at 11 o'clock.
Correct.
Get there a little bit early. They have tents out and or pop-ups out Change. With chairs underneath it so you can get out of the sun because it's going to be 96.
Oh, it's going to be hot.
And then CVAC hosts a lunch afterwards.
Sunset Rotary.
No, Sunrise.
No, Sunset West.
West.
Oh, West Rotary.
With David Kehoe and.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, he's. It's not Sunset though. He's not in that one. I don't think. I'm not sure which one is, but it's the Rotary. Rotary.
Yes, they're doing the luncheon.
Okay.
And
it's a nice lunch.
It's very good.
Very good. It's free.
It is. It's free.
And after the ceremony. The ceremony is, this is taking nothing away from IGO. It's a beautiful ceremony.
It is.
And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I kind of like this one. It's a little more low key. It's more intimate. I kind of get that feeling. You're kind of like there.
And that's fun to do in that wide open space.
Yeah. Okay, so that's going to be a week from today. Trust me, we'll be talking about it. And I'll be there. I don't know.
My favorite memory of that ceremony is when you sang the anthem.
That was the Marine Corps.
Yeah, the Marine Corps birthday because of COVID, we couldn't have it, so we had it. We celebrated the birthday down there.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That's right.
And
that's
Linda, who was going to sing the national anthem,
ends
up in the hospital that morning. And so, what are we going to do? So,
Carl.
Four Marines in uniform.
That was fantastic, wasn't it?
Carl's
did
y'all like that?
You felt it out. You're Lee Greenwood Jr. out there.
Let me tell you, I have no problem at all singing loud, even though my voice.
I gotta find the clip on that.
No, you'll never find the clip on that. I think it was taken by the government. Anyway, okay, so now, that's Friday. Now, but Monday,
mm-hmm.
Monday, right
26.
Here, out at IGO, talk about that for us.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Were you prepared to do that?
I am.
Okay.
Chuck Kinney is going to be the master of ceremonies.
Yeah.
Right
Chuck
on.
Was just on Chuck. Yesterday.
And they really can't remember who the key speaker is, John from VFW.
I have to look it up. Anyway.
The band. They like us. Yeah, Enterprise High School.
Yeah.
There's a wreath laying ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
This is a memorial service.
Mm-hmm.
And both locations would really love to have people bring a wreath to lay. And if at this, you know, a week, if you can't get something delivered overnight, if you're not doing those kinds of things, you can go, you know, there, the history was opening the cemetery to the public to honor the veterans that have gone and so bring a bouquet of flowers, bring one flower, bring whatever, and sign up to
present
that.
It doesn't have to be a wreath if you don't have one.
Correct. If you can get a wreath, great. If you bring flowers, great. Just honor those folks in your family, in our country.
Who've died.
And who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Who gave their all.
Yes.
They had nothing, there's nothing left to give.
Correct.
When they gave their lives. We're here with Debbie Johnson, president of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, Ted Lighty and myself. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages to talk about the upcoming ceremonies and what they really mean. It's not just a three-day weekend, my friend.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership, from grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Save 20 to 30% off at Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The Turtle Bay Garden Nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate, propagated on-site and ready for your home garden. The sale extends now through May 31st, located near the west entrance of the Turtle Bay Gardens at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memmer Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore, vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m., featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world, plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years, supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Enjoy the show.
I feel like we should cold call Christina right now.
Yeah.
Just get her on the line. She'll just be on the air.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott today. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She is an expert, and her team is trained to the nth degree. You got questions about your retirement plans, your 401ks, that's under the, and where you should be going, that's under the financial management division of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Well, what about insurance, which is such a huge problem to everybody? Well, that's, of course, the insurance division. If you're looking for a second opinion, free review and analysis, all of this is at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call. 530-221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And Ted and I are here with Debbie Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's Debbie Miller Johnson. No, it's Debbie Johnson.
Debbie Johnson, yeah.
It's Debbie Johnson.
Wally.
She's the president of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, about 12 to 13, 14 different military and veterans organizations, all under that one umbrella. They have a great, great event every year.
Yes.
At least one, but that one where, you know, you have your CVAC night.
Yeah, and we're talking
Memorial Day. Monday.
We are.
Monday, of course, is going to be out at IGO at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. It starts at 11. I would recommend being there around 10-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get, you know, parking that's it's close. Otherwise, you're going to park out a little bit, but they do have shuttles running back and forth.
Yes.
Chuck Kenny, who has been a guest on our show many times, helicopter pilot in Vietnam, of course owns Shasta Gas Propane, music from Enterprise Band, Reese Lane, our guest of honor speaking, music interludes, mm-hmm. All of this will be out there on Monday morning starting at 11. Then on Friday, the true Memorial Day, the 30th, it will be at the Civic Auditorium in the Veterans Grove. And this one's smaller, but, you know, it's kind of like Seabiscuit, small but mighty. That it's a more intimate gathering, but it is still a wonderful, wonderful event. Followed by a free lunch.
It's wonderful. I hope everyone can attend. And we were talking in the break about the thought process of who lays wreaths and who brings flowers. It's anyone.
Yeah,
it does not have to be a veteran organization. You don't have to be a veteran. If you're there to pay honors and respect to the fallen and our folks who gave the ultimate sacrifice, you can call and you can let me know. I have a family.
Member.
Yeah, and they're going to lay a wreath. We have the Rancheria is going to lay a wreath.
So what you're saying is any group
or
individual
that wants to lay a wreath.
Ted and I can come up there.
You can.
Absolutely.
I hope you do. Yeah. I'm putting you on the spot.
Now, where do you sign up to do that?
You call me. 530-357-3380. And let me know how you want to be it's not an introduction. They'll just read off
who you are,
or your organization. Let's say KCNR.
Sure.
And Troy Payne, our veteran service officer, he's officer of the day. He will be reading those, and you'll come forward, place your wreath or your flowers, and then the next person or group will do so.
I can tell you this. If you spoke, if you put this out enough, you would get a line of folks.
I mean,
think about how patriotic this county is.
This is.
I mean, all the business owners you have are the individuals, and they're like, I would love to do that.
I would hope
Todd Jones, he's been
helping promote it with through the chamber too. So we're very thankful, and we hope that veteran-owned organizations and individuals in our county take a lunch break, take an early lunch with your office staff, come over and attend the memorial service, lay a wreath, have a free lunch.
And you know, if you can't take off an hour for this, then you're working at the wrong place, or you have not figured out your time well enough. Ted and I are going to be there.
Oh yeah,
and because, like I said, your service is my favorite, and because it's, I don't know, you feel closer. Even though I go in the national. And the cemetery out in Northern California, cemetery out there, it's so beautiful.
It's a state cemetery.
When I moved here, I went up there. In fact, I think that's the first time that you and I laid eyes on each other. It was
one of
those not missing, but Patriot Guard riders.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was with his daughter.
That's where Tom is this morning.
Oh, is that?
Patriot Guard riders.
Which, by the way, happens all the time. They're always escorting those veterans.
They are going to
past.
They are going to take down the flag and raise the flag. They're going to do the flag.
Oh, great! Well, that's where I met you, and I thought you had your daughter with you.
But it was my wife. Yeah,
it was,
she just has that look about her.
She did. Yes, and I thought, maybe not your daughter. You know, who knows? But that's where we met the first time, and so many years ago, and. There were no grave markers.
Oh.
Anywhere there in the front.
Right.
No, they were just kind of back, on the side there.
Oh, yeah.
They started by
the side of the main building.
And it was just all open in the front.
Yes.
And now it's.
Oh, it is, yeah.
There's probably 5,000.
At least 5,000 in there. And you figure, well, how much bigger can they go? Well, they've got a lot of room to expand up
there.
They do. Too. So.
And Christine Odson and Judy Patterson, the whole crew out there are doing a wonderful.
And Marine Corps, we've already got our spot picked out and given to us, but we're going to put up a Marine Corps memorial
up
there just like everybody else. Ours is going to be a little bit different.
Okay.
The Air Force said that.
Not going to be crooked like that one out there.
Which one?
Metal thing that's sitting on the table over there. I wanted to straighten it out.
Well, straighten it out.
You cannot. It is.
Debbie Johnson is.
No, it's not.
I am.
He just went over there and straightened it.
Yeah, okay.
It was just put there. No, in fact, that's part of it. It's going to be a giant rock.
Oh, my goodness.
For Marines, it's going to, the world's simplest and first weapon.
The rock.
And it's going to be, it's granite and it's pretty. That's going to go on it. And then,
wonderful.
And it's going with the flag and everything. So, and that's going to go out there. Now that we've got, as soon as the Marine Corps balls over, we're going to get really
push this. Serious about fundraising for it?
It's not even going to be that much, but we'll do some fundraising. Yeah. So, anyway, what else?
When I got up so early this morning to get here, it wasn't that early.
Well, it's a long way from Happy Valley.
It is. But there's a song that we sing at each location. But a lot of folks don't think about the first verse because it's not the same tune and it's a little more challenging to sing. But the words are very important because. It kind of surrounds us. It's still with us. This is through history. And the words are, while the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. And everybody knows what comes next. God bless America. Ooh. Land that I love.
I have heard that before. Yeah.
Yes.
And
that is fantastic.
It is. Well, Debbie Johnson,
thank
you so much for being
that.
With us today. And we will be reminding people toward the end of the show today and then also on Monday morning and all through next week to come down and join
call
us.
Call Debbie.
Call Debbie if you want to put a wreath out. Right. What's that number again?
530-357-3380. And I'm happy to hear from you.
Okay.
I love it. Fantastic.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Debbie, for coming in.
We're
going to
break for the news, and Sheriff Chad Bianco should be calling us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, and he's speaking in ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery. As Russia steps up its missile and drone strikes on Ukraine, President Trump is unloading on Russian President Putin, saying that Putin has gone crazy.
I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all.
Trump says he may slap more punishing sanctions on Russia. The president giving the European Union some extra breathing room. He's delaying by several weeks 50% tariffs on EU imports.
The president agreed to a different tariff timeline after speaking with the president of the European Commission.
Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that. And that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
On Friday, the president threatened 50% tariffs, complaining that talks with the EU were going nowhere. But after the Sunday phone call, he said the Europeans want to get down to serious negotiations and that delaying the tariffs will buy time for trade talks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel says its most recent Gaza airstrikes targeted terrorists operating out of a school. Palestinian health officials claim the latest attack killed at least 52 people. Israel renewed its offensive back in March, vowing to crush Hamas once and for all. On this Memorial Day, government offices, post offices, schools are all closed. Wall Street closed as well, along with banks, a handful of businesses. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
We've heard a lot in recent years about fake news. Now comes fake books. A summer reading list, published with the help of AI, includes titles that don't even exist.
While the authors were real, more than half the books on the AI-assisted list were made up. They included Tidewater Dreams by the Chilean-American writer Isabel Allende. She exists, of course, but the book doesn't. And, ironically perhaps, The Last Algorithm by the American sci-fi author Andy Weir is described as a thriller following a programmer who discovers an AI system has developed consciousness. The fictional list of fiction was published in a number of real U.S. newspapers, including the Chicago Sun-Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yeah, that's the BBC's Paddy Maguire. The European Union's foreign policy chief urging nations outside the bloc to come down hard on Russia, follows Russia's overnight missile strikes on the Ukrainian capital Kiev and other regions. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Army is updating its fitness standards.
On June 1st, the military branch will begin using its new Army fitness test, which replaces the current combat fitness test. The Army said the new test will include updated scoring standards emphasizing readiness and combat effectiveness. Soldiers have until January 1st, 2026 to meet the new fitness standards without facing adverse actions. The five-part test includes a 3-repetition maximum deadlift, hand release push-ups, sprint drag carry, a plank, and a 2-mile run. No word on whether women will now be held to the same standard as men. Current military fitness tests for women are not as strenuous as those for men. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump has signed executive orders aimed at speeding up the development of nuclear power. They also grant the Secretary of Energy authority to approve advanced reactor designs and reactor projects. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
The following is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Enjoy the show.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Bott and my co-host today, Ted Leidy, my brother.
I'm honored to be here with you, Colonel.
It's an honor for you to be here, Sergeant Major.
Yep, we are here providing leadership.
As best we can.
As best we can.
David was actually saluting in there a couple minutes ago.
That's what I'm talking
good salute,
about.
Son.
Yes, sir.
Good salute. Hey, 8:05 in the morning here on the 23rd of May, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And David, we have special days today.
Yes, we do. It is National Road Trip Day.
Road trip.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, you haven't lived until you've done a road trip with Lighty.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, we, animal. I don't want to go into that one.
We cheated death,
we
Carl.
Have not,
we cheated death that night.
We have not been on a road trip, brother. Yeah,
it's been a while.
We
used to go to Front Sight and train every year.
Yeah, and that was a road trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Thank God nobody ever pulled us over.
We cheated death.
We cheated death a couple of times out there.
Man, oh, man, I'm here to tell you. That was so fun.
Okay, the weather is going to be absolutely beautiful, except it's going to start getting hot, my friends. Today, about 85, sunny, and it's going to be like that. But by next Wednesday and Thursday, you're going to be seeing 96, 97-degree temperatures. So a couple of things about that. It's going to be getting hot, and don't be leaving your animals or your kids in the back seat of the car. And, you know, my truck, and I'm sure yours does the same thing, when I open up that back door and then close it, and then when I stop, there's a sign that comes up on my dashboard that says, check your back seat.
Absolutely.
Does yours do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. That's a fantastic add-on.
It is.
Because it never ceases to amaze me how many. Every single year we hear about something like that, where someone leaves a kid in the back of the car.
Yeah, or dogs.
How can that happen?
How do you forget? Well, put something in the front seat to remind you you've got your child in the back seat, and I can never figure this out. You need something to remind you you've got your child in the back seat.
They must have the best kids on the planet, because I'm here to tell you my child never let me forget anything. Yeah.
Now, I will tell you this, I walked away from the truck, taken about 10 steps, and had to turn around and come back and get Buford, because he just lays there.
Right.
And doesn't make any noise at all, man. He just doesn't make, but it's something to be aware of, my friends. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Locally owned, family owned business, been in the business 30 years, into the third generation of the Kenny family running it. Good people. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other plans out there. They hire a lot of veterans, have won awards for that. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793.
Also the keynote speaker. inaugurate.
No, he's the MC.
Oh, the MC. Sorry, Master of Ceremonies, yeah.
But he has been a keynote speaker for other things. Good guy, Chuck Kenny. He's a Vietnam pilot. Last night, Ted was nice enough to invite me to a kind of a meet and greet for a gent that's going to be running for governor, is running for governor.
Yep.
And his name, he's a sheriff out of Riverside, and his name is Chad Bianco, Sheriff Chad Bianco. And it was interesting to talk to him and listen to him.
Really enjoyed him.
And now, he is on the phone right now. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How's your trip going?
It's good, and I had no idea it was National Road Trip Day, so I'm just enjoying this beautiful drive from Redding back down to Southern California.
Now, the sheriff was going to be on the show this morning, but I got superseded by, I know I'm going to embarrass you, tell everybody why you're racing back to Riverside.
Well, it's obviously important, especially because you all know a happy wife is a happy life.
That's right.
And Grandma and myself and the little grandkids want Gigi and Papa to be at their preschool graduation today. So we've got to, we had to leave very, very early this morning to make sure we're back.
Preschool graduation. And when he told me that yesterday, I looked him in the eye and I said, you know, that's the only thing that got you off the hook right there, Sheriff. You know,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we had it set up he was going to be on. But
and I told you he was our people.
Yeah. You know?
I said, no, he's our people. We got to go support him.
That's right. Yeah. Family.
That is our people right there.
100%. Preschool. Yeah. Preschool. Is your beautiful wife sitting next to you right now? Because I know you're on the road.
Yes, we are on the road, and she's sitting right next to me, a big smile on her face, and we keep looking at the time, making sure that we're going to make it in time.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, the GPS. You've got the GPS going.
Oh, yeah. The GPS has us there about 45 minutes early.
There you go.
Well, I'm telling you, I mean, you've also got that get-out-of-jail card free.
Yeah.
If you're blowing down the road at about 85.
Yeah.
Oh, so hopefully I don't have to use it.
Excuse me, Sheriff. As soon as I turn off the lights, you can pull out.
give him a sticker to put on his patrol vehicle.
Dude, the California flag sticker. The California flag sticker with your name on it.
Okay.
Very good idea. I've got some in the back.
Hey, Sheriff, can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself? You're, we're kind of kidding around here. This is the kind of guy that the sheriff is, though. I mean, he's a very personable individual. But tell us a little bit about yourself, your background.
Absolutely. Well, I born and raised in Utah. I came here in 1989 for the California Dream, and luckily for me and my family, I achieved it. They've achieved it, and you know, we've had a wonderful life here that unfortunately is getting harder and harder to come by. And so, my professional life, I've been with the Riverside County Sheriff's Department since 1993, so I'm in my 32nd year now, and I've been the sheriff of Riverside County since November of 2018. So it's been several years that I've been the head of the organization and fighting for not only public safety, but other issues in California with our legislature that either intercepts public safety or has something to do with it. So I've had a interesting several years here battling with Sacramento and politicians that don't seem to be keeping Californians in the forefront of their minds when they come up with legislation. And I got to the point where, you know, you can complain all the time and you can fight all the time, but in the end, there's really one spot that can really make a difference in California, and that's the direction and the agenda that the governor of the state has. And so I've decided that we're going to give it our best shot to take over that position and bring back California to the Californians that deserve it.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Chad Bianco, who has thrown his hat into for the governor's race. We're going to take a little bit of an early break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about you said some things last night about, it's and yeah, here's the big word is efficiency.
Yeah.
But government can be run efficient.
Sure.
And absolutely. You were talking about it last night, and I think it's important for people to hear some of the things that you believe in, Sheriff, and how it would impact on the everyday Californian. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank founded 17 years ago, and as you all know, is merging with Plumas Bank. It'll be the beginning of July. Yeah, they're going to go from their 4 branches of Cool Service into 19 branches of Cool Service. We do business with Cornerstone. We're happy there. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. I kind of feel like Norm walking in.
Oh,
God
Norm.
Bless Norm.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. When I walk in. Hey, Carl. Yep. And they don't offer me a beer. They do offer, but they are nice to me. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Sheriff Chad Bianco.
It's finally Friday. I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and make a good time roll.
The huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Valor Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Red and Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
The Possum. I love him.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Your last standing, probably owned radio station around here. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us all over the world. You can run, but you can't hide. You can still listen to us. And on the line is Sheriff Chad Bianco, who is hot-footing it back down to Riverside to be there at a graduation, a very, very important graduation.
Grandkids' graduation from preschool.
Preschool graduation. That's right.
That is fantastic.
The sheriff is calling us, and he's racing down the road. I'm sure at a very safe, 65 or something.
Oh yeah, sure. That's when he gets the best mileage in his pickup. Anyway,
he was up here yesterday at the.
We know all about that.
Yeah, anyway, he was up here yesterday in Reading, and he had a meet and greet. Yep. Over at C.R. Gibbs, which, by the way, C.R. Gibbs food is just, I can't get over how good it is.
And big kudos to Ed Roman.
Ed Roman.
Yep.
That's
he
right.
is the man.
He is the man. And it was a good way for us to kind of get to know who the sheriff was, and that's why he's on today, so we can spend the rest of this time talking about who he is, what he stands for, and what impact it'll have on just, hey, people like you and me.
So there was a moment last night when we had a mother of a law enforcement officer. Of course, Sheriff Bianco has been a law enforcement leader for 32 years now. So a couple of things last night that I want to highlight. Number one, our community warriors, our law enforcement officers are now in one of the most dangerous positions that maybe in my lifetime for sure they've ever been in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the streets are full of criminals based on bad policy, all that. We know all that. We don't need to cry about it right now. But when she asked him what he was going to do to ensure officer safety on the street, I'm telling you what, it touched me because she was on the verge of
she was in tears.
Yeah.
So, Sheriff, can you share with everybody what you said last night or your thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, law enforcement is going to be the forefront of my mind. I've been doing it so long. But at this, to her concerns, and I had to be careful last night because she was so emotional. I had to concentrate that I didn't get emotional in my answer because I could feel her, that concern, because it is dangerous out there with law enforcement officers and what we've been dealing with in the last 10, 12 years as it seems like our politicians, our courts, and our government is emboldening criminals, to fight with law enforcement, to resist law enforcement, and we're seeing the difference. We see that that is increasing. And we really, truly do need to get our government back to its number one priority of protecting our residents. That's the sole first responsibility of government. And with that priority, we make sure that we are addressing criminal behavior and we're holding criminals accountable for victimizing us in our communities. And when there is that accountability, that's how you make crime go down. That's how you keep people safe. That's how you stop them from being violent because they know there's going to be a serious consequence for it. And I'd like to say that it's going to take a rocket scientist to fix most of our problems in California, but the reality is it's common sense. It's been proven over and over and over again for decades that somehow in California our government forgot about it and they've gone just off the rails in what almost seems to be promoting a society of unrest and refusal to cooperate with society norms, and we just have to get back to that. We just have to get back to personal accountability and making sure that we're doing everything we can to keep people safe. And I will bring that number one priority of government back to our priorities as the leader of California government. So it's not going to be that difficult. It's going to be a good push. We're going to have to make a major direction change, but the idea that we're going to fix it and fix it relatively quickly is really an easy item.
Yeah, and you know, being career military, and of course Carl's a retired light colonel from the Marine Corps, things, you know, when you talk about leadership solution, things look simple to us, right? I mean, you know, in the Army, when I wanted something to change, I just made it hurt. And then it changed, right? But unfortunately, yeah. I've thought about it since I retired in 2006 up from the Army. I've thought about it. Why would we set up a state to run like this? I can't figure it out, and I'm beyond figuring it out. So what I've decided I was going to do is, and you brought this up last night, very important fact. If we want to change this state, it is going to be all hands on deck. Every single one of us is going to have to figure out who is not registered to vote in our circle. And then we need to get them to start pulling this wagon forward with us, because there's so many people sitting on the sidelines. Like you said last night, my vote doesn't matter. That's not true. That is absolutely not freaking true. It would matter if you would get off your rear end and go vote. That's the thing that we have to continue pushing. Every single person in our circle needs to get into this. Otherwise, you know, we're going to get more of the same. And you know, this morning on our local news program, on local news show, they listed all the candidates for governor. Of course, you were on there. But it's mostly just everybody that's sitting in Sacramento right now and you. That's about it, right? And so when I saw that, my wife, of course, it was so funny because she was with me last night. She met Denise, and it was just a fantastic evening for us. And as soon as they announced every single one of them candidates, she was half asleep in bed, and she just started saying, no, 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 no. I mean, right down the line, right? So she is not a low-information voter. We need to really work on getting people to filter what they're hearing, and that's going to bring up my next point that you brought about the BLM thing, about the BLM riots down in Riverside. We really need to get everybody on deck here, and we need to start talking about this. And as soon as I heard you were running for governor, I started talking about it, because I really do think you can make change. Now, let's talk about misinformation. I walked into that reception last night, and one of my friends walked over to me and started talking to me about the BLM thing. And she said, I'm going to ask him about it. I said, you know what he's going to do? He's going to look you right in the eyeball. And he's going to tell you what happened there. Cause I didn't see it. I didn't know exactly what she was talking about. But you did a good job of explaining that, but you also did a good job of explaining how misinformation happens. And, I thought you did that very well, even though she was almost trying to put you on the spot.
Yeah, you know, she was, and I don't want to say she was trying to put me on the spot. It kind of seemed like that after, because she even said, well, I didn't see it, so I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, well, why'd you even ask the question then? And that goes to my point, proving my point of the misinformation. And unfortunately, especially in elections, we've been accustomed to misinformation. I mean, it seems like almost everything is a lie. You never know what to believe. And I think that's what's going to be the appeal for Californians to gravitate toward me, is as a law enforcement leader, you can be guaranteed I'm telling you the truth. I have to tell you the truth. That's part of the qualifications for my job. And the ugly part of a campaign, I mean, we expect, me being a Republican, especially in California, I expected the Democrats to run this negative campaign to try and, you know, hurt my chances and my likability through voters. But what I didn't expect, especially this on in the election, is for that misinformation and that disinformation to be coming from other Republicans. And that's what's happening now, is, you know, you take a snippet, a tiny little video, and then they control the narrative, and they pay people to get that information out to make it seem like something that it's not. And then, you know, a rational person, and I don't want to insult anybody by telling them that they're irrational if they just believe the first thing they hear. But when a rational person would look at the entire surroundings of what this topic is that we're talking about and say, man, well, that doesn't make sense. How does that, nothing about that makes sense? Well, then you have to ask yourself, well, is it even real then? Is it true? And in this particular case, it's true. The idea is that somehow I'm a BLM sympathizer and a BLM supporter and that I kneel to BLM, and the reality is it wasn't true. Unfortunately for me, there's a video of us great.
No, we got you. Good. We got you back now.
We just lost you for a second.
Oh, very good. Yeah, so in short, I wouldn't be the law enforcement leader that I am today if I was a BLM sympathizer. And from the very beginning of the BLM movement, I was one of the vocal in the country that was anti-BLM. They're a domestic terrorist organization. So everything about my personality and about our actions within the Sheriff's Department don't fit that narrative that people are trying to push right now for this election. So people will eventually figure it out, and they'll realize that, unfortunately, in elections, some politicians don't have the resume to raise themselves up, so they have to make it their mission to somehow try and discredit the ones that do have that resume, that are the front runners. The Democrat Party and the Republican Party know that I'm the front runner in this election, and they're doing everything they can to try and convince voters that they shouldn't vote for me.
Okay, we're here with Sheriff Chad Bianco. We're going to have to take a break. You know what? I know that when you go to a trial and you've got, you know, all the evidence is against the defendant, what do the lawyers do? They attack not the evidence, but they attack the people.
Oh,
they attack
yeah.
the law enforcement. They'll attack everything else because the evidence is that they're
the evidence is clear.
Yeah,
that's fact.
The guy's guilty. But so what we're going to do is try to attack, you know, the character of the law enforcement.
Yep.
You see that all the time.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, we got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by one of our favorite places, and that's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Did you know it was founded in 1960? Been in the same location since 1967.
Well, I knew it was old.
And this is like our, what, third generation of barbers we've been going to?
Yeah, man's last stronghold.
There you go. And you can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. And, sometimes we get together for our haircuts. We get couples haircuts
and
entertain everybody in the barbershop.
Oh, yeah.
Never had a bad haircut there. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop.
Yeah, they're barbers, not stylists.
There you go. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Sheriff Chad Bianco.
If you're
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salads, side dishes, and desserts from Cappy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes and what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
The following is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Enjoy the show.
That is what I'm talking about. Dave is bringing back Friday. Dave is bringing back the celebration of Friday. Right on, brother. I love it. And I am going to be an advocate for that.
Well, it's time. It's time for the weekend. There's a lot of things going on, too, by the way. Strawberry Festival is going out at Happy Valley. I already gave away all the tickets for the Strawberry Bowls. But that's starting tomorrow, and it's free, and it's going to be like 100 vendors, music. It's going to be going for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. The Renaissance Fair, when is that going? That's going to go, same time. Renaissance Fair down in Anderson. And the Redding Farmers Market, the Glowing Wild. If you have not been to Glowing Wild, my friends, it's getting ready to shut down like June 6th.
Turtle Bay.
Or June 8th. So get down to Turtle Bay. That is beautiful. And, of course, the Whiskeytown Memorial Weekend Regatta is going. But on Monday, Northern California Veterans Cemetery is, of course, having their annual Memorial Day ceremony. It starts at 11 a.m., and we've talked about it earlier, but... it's a good time to remember those who have fallen and gave their all for our country.
You're going to have a thoughtful Memorial Day.
It is. And it's not just a three-day weekend.
No.
On the phone is Sheriff Chad Bianco, candidate for governor for the state of California, a Republican, and a man with about, 37 years of law enforcement under your belt?
No, you're aging me,
32. 32, okay. Yeah, you're still a kid. You know, one of the things that you said last night that was kind of impressive is you talked about the size of the department that you're running down there and how you made it more efficient and how that can be used in the state of California. Can you address that for a couple minutes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So in the beginning, my campaign platform was that as a very fiscally conservative person, I believe it is my duty as a law enforcement person, the biggest spender of taxpayer money, to spend that money wisely and efficiently to make sure that we not only provide the best service to our constituents, but that we do it as cheap as we possibly can and as most efficiently as we can. So when I took over as a sheriff, I made a very sweet deal for me with my board of supervisors that the money that I was able to save through efficiencies, rather than give that back to them, I needed to use that so I didn't have to ask for more money, for better equipment, for those types of things. And they didn't believe that I was going to be able to do it. They didn't think that I would make the amount of efficiency changes to save money because no one else had tried and no one else had done it before. And it worked for me. And over the last 6 years, we've probably saved in excess of $100 million that the county has allowed me to reinvest into the department rather than just give it back. I haven't had to ask for additional money for those things, and now we are the most efficient, the most technological advanced department probably in the country. We have the best and the newest of everything, and we did it by saving the county so much money and changing processes that other parts of the county now are coming to the sheriff's office and saying, hey, can you run this for us because you're doing it so much more efficient, so much cheaper, you're saving us money. And I truly will just take that to a bigger level on the state stage. And what a lot of people might not realize is how big we are. I've got 4,500 employees, and my budget is over $1 billion. I'm just shy of $1.2 billion. So it's a major undertaking. It's a lot of taxpayer money that I'm very proud to say that I'm a very good steward of that taxpayer money, and I believe that that's truly what is missing from the leadership of California, is that belief that it's not my money, it's your money, and we need to save it, we need to spend it responsibly, and if we don't need it, we need to give it back to you, or we need to not take it from you in the first place, because I also believe that as residents, we have a better idea of where we should be spending our money than the government does, and that will stimulate our economy exactly how we need it and how we want it, and that's truly what I'm going to bring back to this state. We, at one point in history, we were there, and we just need to get back to that again.
It's about personal responsibility and accountability. You know, that whole idea that it's our money is sometimes forgotten, and we need to continue trumpeting that. We need to continue telling people, look, it's not their money, it's our money. And of course, when you start talking about letting us have more of it that we work for every single day, right? They don't like that. The politicians in the state, in our state for sure, do not like that, because then they don't get to have it. They don't, you know, then you're taking from them. Like, it's their money. It wasn't their money to begin with. It's ours.
You know, one of the things you said, Sheriff, was that the idea that we have the fourth largest economy in the world, and yet we're in the straits we are right now. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I think our current governor especially, and a lot of our politicians, they like touting that we're the fifth largest, and now we're the fourth largest. And they act like, or they want you to believe that they did something to cause that. The reality is the only reason we're number four is because Japan failed. We didn't do anything to increase our viability. Japan failed, so we default moved up. And the idea that we are okay being number five or number four just astonishes me, because we are the largest state in the country. We supply the nation with food. We have the best innovation in the country, of any state in the country, and we have more people. Why are we not number two in the world? We'll never be number one, because the USA, and which we are a part of, is the number one economy. But California should be number two, and that will be my goal, is to let Californians stimulate our economy so much by businesses and job opportunities and job growth that we become number two. And we become the envy of the rest of the country instead of what we are now, as the laughingstock.
Yes.
And we are to a lot of our friends, we talk, oh, California, you know, gosh, and you two guys seem okay. One of the things you said is that I kind of support this, is why is the state with the fourth largest economy in the world, why are we still paying income taxes? And there's 10 other states that don't have the economies that we do. I thought that was interesting.
Yep.
Can you?
We will absolutely by the end of my two terms, because I know you're going to elect me as your next governor, and then we're going to be so happy and prosperous, it's going to be a guarantee for a second term. And by the end of that second term, and it's going to be difficult because it's going to take a lot of concession, a lot of work with both parties, a lot of cuts and realignments of government. But by the end of that second term, we will no longer have a state income tax. And the idea that the greatest economy in the country is taking all of their money from our workers and from our businesses, it should be embarrassing to government, especially when you have 10 other states in the U.S. that do not tax their residents, and they're very prosperous, they're very successful, to the point that they're taking all of California businesses and California residents, because that's where people are moving to, and we've got to get that back. We have to make it to where California is the business-friendliest state in this country instead of the worst. And that brings more jobs, that brings more employment, that brings more opportunity. And then the biggest thing is it brings more growth to stimulate that economy even more. And it's almost as...
Chad Bianco, Chad, when we get back, people are going to say those are real good ideas. And how's he going to do that? And your answer to that was really great when you said, I don't know. But that's not what you meant.
Yeah.
But you got to hear how he's going to do this. It's not just, oh, yeah, we're going to do this, like another promise that's just BS that we hear from everybody. His explanation of how he was going to do it is what we want to hear when we get back. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Got any friends in California that misses you? You got a friend.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Save 20 to 30% off at Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The Turtle Bay Garden Nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate, propagated on-site and ready for your home garden. The sale extends now through May 31st, located near the west entrance of the Turtle Bay Gardens at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The following is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Enjoy the show.
That's right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott today. 8:50 in the morning here on the 23rd of May. It's going to be a big weekend, Strawberry Festival, Whiskey Town Regatta, Renaissance Fairs, it's everything. Don't say there's nothing to do in Shasta County.
The great Shasta County.
There you go. Monday, Memorial Day ceremonies out at Igo. It's starting at 11. It's going to be a Lane of the Reese, Enterprise School Bands there. Chuck Kinney's going to be your MC. It's going to be another thoughtful celebration in remembering those who have fallen in the defense of our country and those who have served.
And the CVAC next, and the CVAC ceremony.
In the CVAC ceremony, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council on Memorial Day, the 30th, down at the Civic Auditorium at the Grove. It's a smaller ceremony. I really, really like that ceremony. And then followed by a lunch put on by the Rotary.
Before we let Sheriff Bianco go on, because I wanted to make something really clear. I'm not going back to the subject. I'm just making something clear right here.
Sure.
And it's a testament to the Shasta County voter. Okay. When I walked into that reception last night and my friend asked me about the kneeling at the BLM, she was not there to poke. She was there to learn, right? Because she didn't know. She just said, this is what I heard. And I said, I don't believe it's true and it doesn't make sense to me, but I know you're going to ask him. She says, yeah, I'm going to ask him about it. And of course he handled it. Chad, you handled it very, very well, but that's a testament to the Shasta County voter. Because they were there to learn last night and then to actually learn about the candidate who was there to run for governor. And so I'm really proud that she actually brought it up and it wasn't a poke.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a poke. It wasn't a catch me or anything.
No.
Okay, Sheriff, when we left, I've talked about how many times politicians have rolled through this studio right here and told me everything that they thought the people wanted to hear, but they had no idea how to do it. When they asked you that last night, you had a great answer. I don't know. Tell them what you meant by that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the I don't know comes at the end. But so the bottom line is, in this law enforcement world, and especially a successful law enforcement officer that's been doing it for 32 years, and up to the level of what I have, especially with the size of agency I have 32 years of on-the-job training of problem solving. That's basically all a law enforcement officer is an emergency problem solver. We get 911 calls. We have to respond. We know nothing about it. We have to gather all of that information within minutes, figure out who's involved, and then we have to solve that problem only so we can move on to the next emergency. And so as in my life, as I matured and moved on and my family's growing, even family emergencies where I come home and the wife's having an emergency or the kids are having an emergency, to me, that's like, that's it. We just fix it. And so the idea of how are you going to do this, we have to realize, and that there's nothing wrong with this, but there are leaders and there are followers. And we cannot be successful unless we have both. And a leader knows and understands that the solution to any problem or the end result of any problem is never a straight line. Because as you're moving through people and through personalities and through topics and emergencies, every dynamic changes constantly. So a leader has to be able to adapt and move around and zigzag to get to that end solution. And so when I say there's, how are you going to reduce taxes? How are you going to do, how are you going to take away state income tax? Well, I can't give you that exact answer right now because I don't know what it's going to work out to be. But I know it's an emergency right now, and I know we are going to solve it because it's harming us. So we can't move on until we fix that problem. So I know what the end result's going to be, and I know how disastrous where we are right now, and we are going to zigzag our way through that until it gets fixed. So a leader, the answer for a leader when you ask them that is, well, I don't know right now. I'll tell you when we're done because I know we're going to get there. And that's really what I meant by that is a follower sometimes, they're pessimistic and they're afraid of that unknown. They're afraid of not knowing that paper description or following the instructions on how to get there. And a leader just realizes, well, sometimes you don't have a roadmap and you don't have an instruction manual. But you have to make things happen, and you have to get things done in order to make things better. And that's really just all I'm bringing is that experience level, 32 years of doing it. They're really, even I'll take COVID as a perfect example. The entire country, for at least a period, was afraid of the COVID crisis. For me, that was never a crisis. It was a problem that we had to get through. And so I thought about it differently than everyone else. So then I end up being one of the, arguably the first, we don't know, but definitely in California, maybe the first even in the country, law enforcement officer to stand up and say, hold on, we're going to fix this emergency this way because what you are doing is completely wrong, doesn't make sense, it's harming people, and, I mean, let's get aside the fact that it's violating everyone's constitutional rights. And that response, my ability to identify a problem and fix it rationally, without emotion, without fear, just how are we going to get through it? That's it. I don't want to say, well, it may be a God-given ability, but it's certainly 32 years of on-the-job training of just fix the emergency. And that's how we're going to get things done. And we absolutely need that mentality in Sacramento.
Sheriff, we've got 2 minutes left. Tell people why they should support you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to tell everyone listening to this radio station why they should support me. Because I'm from Southern California. I grew up in a very rural, mountain, hunting, farming, ranching community. Moved to Southern California, so, you know, some people might look at me and say I'm a Southern California city boy. But I spent the day yesterday, I spent the night with all of you last night, and I've listened for an hour now of the commercials that you're playing on this radio station. And there is a different mentality, a different lifestyle, a different culture in the north part of our state, all of your surrounding counties, probably like 11, 14 of them. And what we have come to in California is we've never elected a leader that actually cares about everyone. And my mentality is you are all different than Los Angeles. So why is California government letting people from Los Angeles and San Francisco who have never seen a fly fishing stream, who have never seen a logging operation or a ranching operation or a farming operation, why are we allowing them to dictate the lifestyle, the culture, and the livelihood of all of the people in the northern state that want to make it better? And that's what I'm going to bring to the state capitol, is a leader that represents everyone. I know I have to care about the people in San Francisco and Los Angeles, but I care about them differently, in different ways, with different needs than all of the people in Shasta County and in all up north. Anywhere where you can see that beautiful mountain, that snow-capped mountain, it's like, man, it's going to be hard. For me yesterday, Denise and I got there, and it's like, how are we going to go home tomorrow? I just want to buy a house here. We'll stay here. But bringing that mentality to every single voter. You matter, and your life shouldn't be controlled or altered because of someone that's 900 miles away that has no idea what you're even experiencing. And we are going to change the culture of California government to make sure that we actually start caring about every single resident, every single area of our beautiful state, instead of special interests that truly, that is what has destroyed California.
That is what I'm talking about.
Yep, that was what I wanted to hear. Sheriff Chad Bianco, he's on his way to a very important graduation of his grandkids from preschool. And but we're going to see him again, I'm sure, many times, or at least several times, when he comes back up here. And we'll get him in here on the station, and y'all can ask questions, and no problem. But, Sheriff, thank you so much
Travel
for joining
safe, Sheriff.
Us.
Yeah.
You've been listening to an encore presentation of We Of.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.